Greetings, Flesh Wound Horror Freaks, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Horror. I am Daniel Shine, joined as always by Todd Loya, Pugs Dread, and our special guest reviewer for the evening, Allie. Allie, how's it going?
It's going good. How about you guys?
Nice to have you. Yeah.
Namaste. Thank you for coming on.
Thanks for inviting me. I'm very excited.
Yeah, we're excited to have you.
The hat normally scares away women, so it is a treat.
You are a brave trooper.
This is true. This is like, could there be a more like raunchy, horrible show to bring on a lady than this lineup tonight? I think Pugs did it on purpose.
I mean, the only thing I could say would be worse is maybe Death Court Service, Death Court Death Service trailer.
Have you seen that? Oh, we need to hook you up. Yeah.
Okay. Game on.
That is true. That's probably that's even worse. So, all right. Well, we will kick things off with probably our classiest film of the evening, which is Fang Boner. I'm not underhyping how nasty these movies are. So this is from writer-director Nathan Rumler. And all right, meet Dick and Susie. They're a couple of sluts. When Dick becomes infected with an unknown virus and in turn infects Susie, they soon discover that they have a newfound taste for blood. The only problem with this new mutation is that they only seem to be able to suck the blood out of their victims' crotches. Meanwhile, someone or something has taken notice of them and is out to stop them at all costs. All right, Fang Boner. Pugs, best like vampire cockbiting movie you ever seen, or it's like top five at least?
By far, this beats the shit out of Twilight for sure. Honestly, this is some low budget, cheesy fun. I was expecting it to be a shit show, and it kind of was, but like very, very enjoyable. There's drug use, nudity, vampires, and a bunch of silliness. I had a good time. I'll wait for spoilers to get into detail. Oh, I got yeah.
I don't want to be a crotch sucker. There's some good ones. Now I kind of want sparkly Fang Boner though. They need
my favorite line by far was it's only half part. What is it? My vagina looks stupid and I'm sorry or something like that. I literally like almost threw up laughing so hard. It's so dumb.
Yes.
Can I say mine?
Yes.
Okay, so my favorite line from the whole movie was, if I'm given an option of which blood I'm going to survive between the dick blood and pussy blood, I'm going to choose pussy blood the whole time. Who the fuck wrote this shit?
Well, this made the movies I did look like highbrow. What did you think of this film, Allie? I'm sorry in advance.
Don't be sorry. I actually quite enjoyed it. I mean, I definitely had a lot of what the fuck moments, but to be completely honest, in the beginning when the cell phone rings and it says party slut number 4, I knew I was in for a good time.
Yes. Oh, God. I actually take it back. I think my favorite line was, I like it when a girl's pussy makes that face hugger noise from Alien.
And then he starts doing it.
that was good. Todd, what did you think?
Well, I feel like I should have wrote down my favorite lines after this, but I think you guys took some of the better ones. I kind of like you, Pugs. Like, even though I suggested these, I was kind of like, I'll actually technically Dan did way back, the first two at least.
Shocking.
And I was kind of worried also, but I was actually really surprised. Just like y'all, I thought it was funny. Was it low budget as hell? Yes. it was for a non-trauma company, it felt like trauma done right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's hard for anyone else to do but trauma, but it gave me that vibe. And yeah, it was just funny the whole time. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. If you're looking for
great
production values, you're not going to get it. Trauma is all the way.
I do want to say that while I put out the DVD, this was only available direct for a while, but I love their tagline on the DVD cover. It's not going to suck itself.
So, Allie, are you normally a fan of these types of films?
I've never watched anything like any of these films. So, admittingly, in the beginning, I was like, all right, Pugs just sent me a bunch of weird shit, and I'm game. Like, what the fuck is this? And, like, watching this, the first one, I was like, this movie is, I don't even fucking know, but... if he could make this, I could totally make a movie. This gave me all the confidence I needed to finally just fucking put my script out there.
Go do it. Go do it.
We back you here 100%.
Yeah.
Hell yes.
Absolutely.
But also, I love that, like, for half the movie, the girl's in the same robe. Like, no wardrobe change.
Clothes are expensive.
Who needs them?
That does inflate a budget. Oh man, though. Yeah, it's funny, having made similar films for a long time, I was kind of soured on them because I think I'd have nom flashbacks to my situation, but these really did make me laugh.
Dude, I want Mitch Bauer, Space Vampire Hunter, go in there and save the fucking day.
I was waiting for him to put himself over as Mitch Bauer.
I got it.
Mitch Bauer would have probably been in a bunch of movies, but yeah, I don't know. Maybe Mitch Bauer can come back. Yeah, though. Like, I will say, though, ironically enough, I don't think this is my favorite of the night.
Really?
But, really?
No, I don't think so.
What?
Not my favorite. Not my favorite of the night. But I did love it.
I have a suspicion which one
there is. I do too.
We'll go later. You're probably right.
Why do you think the worst of me, Pugs?
God, I just know you, Pugs. Dan.
What, the most perverted one is going to be my favorite, Pugs? That's not nice.
We shall see.
We will see. You might be wrong. Might be wrong. All right. Obviously, these movies are not for everybody. I think we probably, in you know, lots of toilet humor and really weird sexual stuff. This may not be for you, but if you do like this sort of thing, I give this one a 3.5.
Out of 5.
Allie, out of 5, yes. What say you, Allie?
I gave this I would say a 3. No, I'm gonna be nice because it was a very gratuitous film, so I'm going to get a 4.
Sweet, yeah.
Sweet. And you, Pugs?
I like it.
I actually had too much fun not to give it anything lower than a 4. So, yeah. 4.
I'm a 4 too.
Yeah. That line.
No!
Right?
There we go.
You have been voted out.
Yeah.
Well, Todd's good.
Higher than I thought. Yeah.
You fell in love with it, Todd. I was surprised, though. I'm curious if you go higher on some of our others for the evening. All right. So the next one, this one actually is from director Mike Hartman, and it is called Chubbies. Not BBW porn. It's an actual movie. And this one, it's Halloween night at Moody's Bowl-O-Rama, where Samantha and her friends are having a party. Everyone's having a great time until the Chubbies arrive. From the distant planet of Snurd, where sex is outlawed, come the Chubbies, a race of grotesque and horny little creatures hell-bent on global domination by invading your body through any orifice they can find. But when the teens are locked in the bowling alley with the Chubbies, their only hope for survival is Cass Corridor, space lawyer. Intergalactic gore and anal hijinks abound in this sci-fi horror thrill ride from Silver Bullet Pictures. Okay, so this is like a love letter to the B movies that I loved from the 80s into the early 90s. I mean, you got Slimeball, Bolarama, Ghoulies, you know, it's all here. Just those really, some would say, horrible puppet movies that kind of piggybacked off Gremlins. I love these movies. This one's going to be bad. In this one,
for Dad.
Holy shit! What is that, Todd?
It's a fucking chubby.
It's a chubby.
Oh,
it's waiting for your anal crevice.
Knowing Todd, I'm kind of scared where that might have been.
It's actually been in a box and covered in dust. So, if you don't know, the chubbies were actually Boglins, an 80s toy, just hand puppet. They just put some hair and did some stuff on it.
Todd, you old bastard. I did not know that.
Yeah, I know. He's got those rape bot secrets.
Yeah, they kind of look like killer raisins in this, which I thought was kind of...
There's different color ones, so cool. That makes sense.
All right, I'm going to totally... Yeah, I'm going to fanboy on this one. But Pugs, what did you think of Chubbies before I go too far?
This, I don't know what is in the air, but I was also in a good mood for this one. Because once again, it's very low budget and cheesy, but I had a ball. These little monsters, the Chubbies, they're kind of adorable in a gross way. So I love them. And... I don't want to gush over Rapebot because I think Todd's going to, but fucking best space character since Darth Vader, if you ask me.
Better.
Well, let's not get crazy.
Better than Spock, at least.
If Darth Vader started raping, that'd be amazing. yeah, this is a ball, and I loved the teacher. He kept dropping that hard F like it was back in the 90s. Mr. Moody. It took me back because, you know, we heard that word all the time before everyone got all sensitive, and it's just a good feeling I had, which, you know, sucks for them. But, man, because, it combined, it took some stuff from, the Big Lebowski and Gutter Balls. They just made it a little more kid-friendly. So I absolutely like this movie, too.
Yeah.
Real quick, and, all the references to Labyrinth crack me up.
There were a lot of little things. Did you see when they were in the arcade? They referenced Caligula, the game. I did look. It's not a real thing, unfortunately. Oh. Broke my heart.
I want to play the Prima Nocta level.
I really miss arcade.
Yeah.
I also liked Why Would You Ask Rapebot for Tea? What did you think, Allie? And I'm sorry once again.
No, it's okay. With the opening scene, my first thought was holy fucking shit, this guy from the last one is here and he's playing all the fucking characters. So I was very excited, and then I found out it was just the opening sequence. But it was really good. I liked it. But I was really excited about the opening. And then when you meet Mr. Moody and he's like, it's Halloween, so I'm going to get the fuck out of here. I was like, yeah, Mr. Moody, I fucking feel that.
Pouring cat piss on the poor kids.
Dude, oh my God, when he started talking about how he trained bats to attack the toilet paper, so when they want to teepee his house, the bats would attack him, or that he put shit up so that when they egged it, it would egg him back. I like this. I need to hang out with Mr. Moody more. I need to learn how to do some booby traps like that.
Didn't he feel like a neighbor to the principal from Trick or Treat? They could be buddies hanging out.
Yeah. They're just swapping notes.
Yeah.
I love when President Lloyd showed up as Reagan, basically. I couldn't stop laughing. Kill them all, they have AIDS. I couldn't breathe, man. It was so... Oh, man. So, I'm going to be honest. I like this one more than Fangboner, but
I knew once he said sci-fi, that was the one.
Yeah. What did you think, Todd?
I liked it quite a bit. I didn't like it as much as Fang Boner, but I'll tell you, like Pug said, like I watched Fang Boner, I was like, oh, I want to watch the next one now immediately. And I also wasn't disappointed. Now for Raybot, the second greatest character in all sci-fi history. I'm going second, Dan. What's number one?
The Slug in Galaxy of Terror?
No, the correct answer is Count Zarth Arn from Star Crash, Joe Spinell. You should know that.
Okay.
I expected him to say Darth Vader because, you know.
I figured it wasn't that.
But now, if he would have had Raybot with him, that's like
unstoppable.
Do we have to like offer a trigger warning for this one? Because
we'll just flag it 18.
No, I'm at the movie.
Oh, maybe we'll do a clean one for YouTube.
It's possible with this. This is basically me being good.
Bleeps are funny.
I know. There they are.
Yeah. This is probably one of the funniest movies I've watched in a while, to be honest. You know, I'm a Neanderthal, so this is the type of shit that appeals to me. Oh, and one I can't even repeat when it finally goes up Moody's ass, Woody says, yeah.
You know what's funny? I'm just going to bleep after he starts to say it. It's going to sound like he really said it.
Todd messed up, Todd.
I'm cutting this part out now, too.
I don't want any letters, Todd. God damn it.
I really loved when the guy with the moon box was sitting on the shitter getting his salad tossed by the fucking little creature. That was my favorite one.
Oh, man.
Like, all my friends are dead. And then boom.
I'm just going to listen to this moon boxer hair.
This one has a complex release, right? It was on Blu-ray. But
it was on a MOD on demand Blu-ray, so they were. Okay. It was never on a pressed one.
And you can only get this right now through the website, right?
Yeah, I don't even know if you still can. And I'd have to look, which I can do while we're talking.
Okay.
Yeah, I got some exclusive Tommy Wiseau shit right there.
Yeah, guys, like if you like, just. Not the most non-woke movies you could possibly
see. Oh, wow. Well, I'm just going to tell you this. I did not know this. Well, someone has picked up Chubbies, and it will be released, or it may already be on. Yeah, you can already watch it. Troma picked it up.
Oh, shit.
Makes complete sense. You can watch
it. Of course they did.
You can watch it currently on Troma now. There's no Blu-ray or DVD yet, so I don't know how recent this was. So you can watch it there.
Okay.
And Rock Bottom Video is the other place, which is where I know we picked it up, which has, you know, a bunch of stuff.
Best $10 you'll spend.
Well, I'll agree.
Yeah, and then I just want to close with one more line. Raybot doesn't know how to forgive, only rape. all right, so I'm going to say it again. We rate these movies. Again, I don't want to say that my rating for this is like the same way I'll rate The Exorcist because I haven't done one like this for a while, or Evil Dead. And I'm 5 on this one. I want to watch it again. It's so funny. I'm going to name my next cat Mr. Rumsfeld. Todd.
We're going to do Rape Cat.
Oh, yes. My next dog, Rape Dog. I'm a little lower on this one. I'm a 3.5. While I did still really like it, I like the other one just enough, a little bit better. Enough to make
it love. It's my Ghoulies love. What say you, Pugs?
I'm with Todd. This is a 3.5. Like it wasn't as cool for me as the first one. I think I just wanted more Raybot. But yeah, I fucking loved it.
I'm also at a 3.5 on this one. I liked it, but it wasn't the same as Finger Boner for me.
Okay.
Fang Boner. Yeah.
All right. So our main event for the evening.
Brand new, only available directly from the director, which last I heard they were getting really low.
Yeah, I think this one's limited to, I want to confirm exactly. Was it 666? Did they do the gimmick? Or was
yeah,
it...
they did 666. And they are they are still available from, they have a store, Envy. I mean, honestly, if you just Google Amityville Vibrator DVD, it's going to come up. Like, okay. It's not that. Yeah, $10. So now is it worth $10? Let's find out.
Let's find out. So this one is from writer-director Nathan Rumler, who did Fang Boner. And this one, Kathy moves into a new home and soon comes into contact with the vibrator with ancient evil powers. Todd hates it when that happens. Two researchers must locate this possessed item before Kathy and anyone else she encounters becomes a sex slave for Satan. All right. So, yeah, it gets worse, guys. Pugs, I'm going to just tag you in first. You're the most perverted among. Well, Todd,
am I, Dan?
Yeah, Dan's afraid. He doesn't want to go first.
That's cool.
Not on this one, I don't.
So this I'll go one first.
Yeah, well, okay, go for it.
By all means.
Let's say this opening with all of them. It was all about the opening scenes for me. And with this one, that goat head wasn't even the most disturbing thing, and neither was the bush. It was just the way that it happened. And then the door just like cracks open. And I'm like, is someone like getting off on this? Like, what's happening here? And you see like this gun like slowly come out. And then boom, shot, right? And it's like with the tongue and shit. Kind of reminds me of like Metalocalypse. It's like, all right, what's you know, this is cool. But then like it's like doing like these weird like flashes and like the goat head's still there, but then it's bleeding and it's being like so dramatic, and it just the whole fucking thing was absurd and disturbing. That's what was it? This was like, was it a softcore movie? Because I feel like it is.
I guess technically, yeah.
Can it be considered softcore? Because they show full bone penetration. Now it's not with an actual penis.
Yeah,
but it's with
the. It was like girl on girl, like using the vibrators. But then like Satan, because you bring in the element of Satan and the fucking like fuck me Jesus with the fucking cross. Like we were all thinking it, and then it happened.
I did think it was pretty cool because normally crosses hang down. This one flipped the other way. I was like, oh, you did something I never seen before, or at least never paid attention to. So good on them for that. Yeah, this is pretty dirty. But again, fun as fuck. I love the devil.
I think it doesn't. I think it would fall more into extreme than, say, you know, softcore, because it's not really, doesn't really hit those things a softcore film does. Mm-hmm. It's just explicit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's weird.
We'll see. I wouldn't know the difference.
Dan, do you want to do the whole lecture on softcore, hardcore?
Oh, yeah. We have an expert.
Yes, please. I need to know.
If there's penetration, it goes into hardcore territory. They had to cut that out of Mills versus Zombies, or at least the one release that came out, because there was that one scene where technically Ophelia was getting those guts torn out through her vagina. So once just penetration, it goes into triple X territory. Now this
triple
one...
X isn't a real thing, right, Dan?
What?
Triple X isn't a real thing.
It's a branding.
Yeah.
What? I thought that was a Vin Diesel thing.
Ice Cube.
I do want to say, I love the idea that they found the dildo at the mall, at a yard sale. We don't want your grandma's old fiddlestick.
No, wait. How about when she like breaks like the fourth wall to look at the camera, and she's like, "I didn't wash it."
That was good. I do want to point out Mallory Maneater as Roxy, who I know from other things. There are some actual adult stars in this. I don't think it's like one though. I don't want people to think that this is inaccessible. It's not like every 2 minutes you're having like triple X sex in the movie or anything. This is, again, if you're a Troma fan. And it's pretty ridiculous. It's pretty ridiculous. There's particularly when the puppet comes into play. Yes. But hey, if you like tattoos, you get plenty of that.
She had a cool Slayer tattoo on her neck and some Black Label tattoos. I'm like, all right, SDMF.
Again, I still, Chubbies is still my favorite, but this one.
I'm shocked. I thought this one would be it.
Is this your second, Dan?
Same.
Second, yes. Yeah.
So Fangbone is your third. Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Actually, that's, it makes
that's
sense.
A very
really
hard line to draw.
It's hard. How do you put you know, Amityville Vibrator second? But when you have something like Chubbies, what are you going to do? So yeah, this one's really funny too. It dragged a little bit at a certain point, which is weird because it's the shortest movie.
The mushroom scene, right, or the drug scene?
I felt like feels like you're kind of at the finale point now. I mean, it's a mild criticism. Like I said, you got my heart when you've got a vibrator at the yard sale. And I also like the homage to Friday the 13th of the series about finding all these cursed objects, which I love that show.
Well, I get that, Dan, but you do understand all the Amityville sequels are about cursed objects.
That too, so but they I were think-
I think the homage would be the Amityville stuff.
Fair enough. I'm just saying, though.
I mean, there's like five movies about different Amity. There's clocks. There's fucking windows. All that shit. And the
there was one with the yard sale too. So, all right. Fair enough. Todd called me on it. It's more the Amityville.
I love doing that.
And perform an exorcism on my asshole was also funny.
Dan will be using that line in the future.
all right. It's not quite Chubbies, but it is a 4.5. Like I said, this might be the one you may not want to watch around family, though, because there is,
I think you can make an argument about all of them.
Or in your car at a stoplight where there's a truck higher than you next to you. Because that happened to me.
That is awesome. All right, 4.5 for me. What say you, Todd?
I am, even though I liked the other one a little better, I've gone back and forth because I do like this one a little less than the last one. I'm gonna give it a 3.
Okay,
I'm gonna go with a 3.5. I still cracked up too much to give it anything less. So that's fine.
All right. And Allie?
I also give it a 3.5. I still laugh. Those credits got me with just the humor in it. All about it. Wasn't my thing. I get why it's you rated it higher. And I definitely enjoyed it more than Chubbies. So I give it 3.5.
Awesome.
I want to go higher too, because how often do you see like a possessed flying dildo?
I mean, that's true, man. Okay, I'm gonna rebuff my statement. I'm gonna give it a solid 3.8.
There you go.
I know, and I'm up to 3.5 now. You guys told me.
Even like just when they had the dildo there with the candles around it, I mean, I was the ritual was cracking me up too. You need Amityville Vibrator in your life right now. It's tough times. This movie will make you forget about it. So, all right. So, there we go. But Chubbies, I want the sequel.
I hope we get more. I want a Rapebot solo movie. I'll be honest.
If there's any from any of these, I want a second Fang Boner. I want to know what's up with that 1313 Bang Boner Road.
I'm down for all of it. These guys are off to a good start. They do have some other movies on there. There's one called Gay for Prey about like a gay Jesus.
Gay for Prey?
Yes.
Can we do this? I did not know there was gay for prey.
There is. I don't remember the hook, but it's something about gay Jesus comes back to the earth or something. I don't. And there's a couple other things.
If he's like giving two dudes hand jobs like this, I'm going to be pissed.
Oh, bugs. Well, now we've got the...
Just Mr. Miming it?
Yeah. it is gay for
gay Jesus is a Mr. Mime. That's all you need to know.
It's gay for prey, the erotic adventures of Jesus Christ.
There you go.
And I'm into it.
And even better, there was a gay for prey t-shirt.
Is it black though?
No, it's white.
Is it black? No, I can't wear it. If it's not black, well, you know, I can't wear it.
Let me see select options. Sometimes they do. Choose an option. Make
a, if you like it enough, we can make a patch out of it. So we'll see.
Yeah. Yeah. Unfortunately. Yeah, they have a black Fang Boner shirt, though.
I will fucking wear a Fang Boner shirt.
Awesome.
There we go. Well, we got to pimp these guys' merchandise now. Chubbies, guys. I want the action figures. Todd, you're going to have to tell me where the hell I buy those. I'm scared to look at eBay because, yeah.
It's a puppet, not an action figure, but
yeah. I'm ruining it, Todd.
I know, sorry. Rock Bottom Video, that's where you go to grab all this stuff.
Okay. Yeah, guys, head over. It's hilarious. You have to have this triple feature in your life. All right. So Allie, like, what are some of your favorite, I mean, so we got through the reviews. Tell us a little bit about yourself. I probably should have done that at the start of the show, but favorite horror movies and anything to promote.
Oh, man. So I admittingly love Sleepaway Camp. That is like my favorite horror movie. But outside of that, it's like 2 and 3 are very close. Like it's really top three. And I have to say Sleepaway is my favorite for very specific reasons, but it's like Sleepaway Camp, the original Halloween, and Cannibal Ferox. Those are like my three favorite horror movies.
Calm down, Dan.
Yeah.
Sleepaway Camp 2 is like one of my favorite shirts.
No. Sleepaway Camp with Alyssa Rose.
Mm-hmm. Your friends are different, right? Aren't you?
I love Felissa. She's such a sweetheart.
I've met her a lot at a lot of conventions. She's always cool.
Yeah, she's a fucking sweetheart. The second and third one are really great. And actually, how I found out about those movies was I was working at a video store. That was my first job. It was a mom and pop video store in Parlier.
Oh, nice.
And they didn't have the first one. They only had the second and third one. So that was what I was introduced to the series with. And my boss at the time, he told me that the original one had a different girl that didn't stay with the franchise, and then they got this other girl to do 2 and 3. Mm-hmm. And I thought 2 and 3 were amazing, and like to this day I still love those movies. They're phenomenal fucking movies. But the moment I got my hands on the original Sleepaway Camp, I was just like instantly blown away. I was like, fuck yes, this is what I was waiting for. I was also like 14.
Now I have to ask, what are your thoughts on Return to Sleepaway Camp?
I liked it. I dug it.
Okay. I know some people go 50-50. I like all four, too. Series, there's not a bad one, in my opinion.
Yeah. No, I agree. Sleepaway Camp.
Yeah, there really isn't a bad one to me.
Who's on your arm? Allie,
sorry, I think I had a momentary lag on my end. Sorry. What was that?
Tattoo that you have on your arm. Is that, who's that?
Ah!
In frame.
Let me get that.
Oh,
nice.
Let me see if I can like, there we go, kind of. But it's, there we go, that's what I'm trying to do. It's Michael. When I originally got it, it rejected. And so... alterations had to be made to kind of fix him.
Oh, we can tell who it is. So,
yes, but so now he's like trying to get him into a better view. Now it's more of a Rob Zombie face for it. Yeah. But I fucking love it. And I have Freddy on my back if you guys want to see Freddy.
Sure. It's awesome.
Let's see.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that is cool.
Yeah.
That is cool.
Yeah.
Well, Todd, I know, is getting gay Jesus on his ass, but can't debut that on YouTube. To do that, you have to go to our Patreon at patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures. Todd doesn't give it away for free on YouTube, guys. So it all starts at a buck. You know, you want to see that? There you go. Got to pimp out Todd. Patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures.
Allie, you also have some podcasts that you do.
I do some podcasts. I am on two different ones. I am on Blood Brothers Horror Podcast. Yes. And you can find us on Apple, Spotify. We've got a website, bloodbrothershorror.com. And we're on Instagram. And I also do one on the side called Metal Chicks and Other Shit. And it's just a metal podcast and just whatever else shit, because I like to talk shit.
Have you heard of a band called Goratorium?
Goratorium? No, I have not.
They're my friends. They're fucking awesome. And if you ever want them on or you want to check them out, I'll hook you up. Don't worry about
it. Well, I definitely want to check them out, so send me a link, because I will check them out after this.
Definitely. And
I don't mean to cut you off, but you can find Metal Chicks on Spotify and on Instagram and Podbean.
Okay.
Awesome. You got to go and spread the word of Amityville Vibrator on all these shows now.
I'm going to talk about it.
It's got to go everywhere. Everybody needs that in their lives. Anything to close, gentlemen and lady?
I got nothing.
Golden State Killer.
Did they sentence? They sentenced him today. I only saw the victim impact. Oh, 3 days.
No, okay, it's a 3-day trial or a 3-day process. So
okay, because all I heard was some impact statements, and they were fucked up. I felt bad.
What was in the box? Really needed to know.
We do true crime shows here, so. Yeah, we'll have to have you back for that. So, all right, guys. Later.
Namaste. Peace. Wish you Maxwell.
We wish
Bye,
you
Maxwell.
Ray Bot for life.
Yeah.